بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to the Sharia program. Inshallah, I would like to briefly introduce our upcoming 6-month intensive program, variations of which have been offered before 3 times consecutively from 2004 to 2006. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many brothers and sisters have benefited from our courses over the past 8 years and have expressed their appreciation of our unique teaching methods. The 6-month intensive, which runs from January to June, is a full-time course held here in the Toronto area, more specifically Mississauga, which is west of Toronto. For 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, students receive intense classroom exposure to the Arabic language. In just 6 months, this course covers the entire curriculum of our 2-year part-time online course. And there are literally hundreds of students taking that online course, and we have to lock up the enrollment, and we can't leave it open indefinitely because there's too many students in that one, the 2-year part-time online course. So what this does is, in 6 months, it exceeds that. In fact, it even exceeds the 2-year course in just 6 months. In this introduction, I would like to outline the methodology adopted in all of our classes and then mention some specifics of the 6-month intensive, to give potential students an idea of how we develop Arabic language proficiency in our students. Mostly, students start the course with little more than basic alphabet recognition, which is sufficient. The only prerequisite of the course is the ability to read Arabic script with vowels semi-fluently. From there, they are taught the Arabic language using Sharia program's proven methods, which focus on demonstrating how the language actually works. In other words, we immediately focus on the aspects of the language that distinguish it amongst all other languages. While grammar theory is introduced to the students, we make it a point to devote at least an equal amount of time, if not more, to actually applying the rules to carefully selected reading texts. Those aspects of the Arabic language that are fairly self-contained and are exhausted first. That is, they are mastered early on and then phased out of the curriculum, making room for more difficult discussions. For instance, verb conjugation and verb recognition involves a few related skills. Number one, taking base letters and placing them on particular patterns to form a simple and advanced verbs. Number two, clearly identifying base letters from non-base letters. And number three, if a particular verb is missing a base letter, recognizing why the drop occurred and from where. These essential skills constitute the formal study of Arabic morphology and etymology, or what we call sarf. When a student has mastered these skills, he will comprehend roughly 30% of the language. Unlike other courses, Sharia program exhausts this discipline quickly and efficiently, relieving the student of further study by the 6th week of the course. In other words, the student encompasses almost a third of the whole language by the 6th week of the program. One more time, the student encompasses almost a third of the whole language by the 6th week of the program. If after this time a student makes an error in comprehension, it cannot be attributed to this 30%. It would need to be some other mistake. While sarf is covered, the essentials of grammar, or nahu, are introduced to students in a structured, logical manner before being reviewed in much greater detail via a 132-page grammar text called Hidayatul Nahu, a book we've taught 10 times and considered the best book in the world for grammar. This text begins in the 7th week of the program and is completed around the end of the 3rd month. By this time, 3 parts of the Qasas al-Nabiyyin series, the core of our introductory reading selections, will also have been completed. In all of our reading sessions, we compel students to do all the preparation and reading in class. When the books do not have vowels, the students must independently decipher the text and infer the vowels based on rules learned in the first 2 months of the course. We believe this is the only way a student can gain proficiency. The overall objective of the first 2 months is to get students to be able to read vowelless text. Unlike other programs, we do not deviate from our purpose by filling the curriculum with watered-down books that focus on vocabulary that neither aid the student in his religious studies nor in speaking to Arabs, because such vocabulary is not colloquial. In our program, students gain a great deal of vocabulary, but primarily through exposure and through learning the fundamental principles of grammar and morphology. Put simply, in other programs, students learn a few words. We, on the other hand, teach them how the language works. Instead of learning isolated vocabulary, our students learn entire families of words by mastering the patterns of verbs, adjectives, participles, verbal nouns, etc. Throughout the 6 months, in addition to the ample effort expended on translating from Arabic to English, students will regularly complete composition exercises to ensure they can form sentences in Arabic based on the conventional structures taught to them in the grammar and morphology sessions. While not the basis of the curriculum, these exercises keep the curriculum balanced by ensuring that compositional fluency is not neglected. Once the Hidayat al-Nahw book reaches completion and the students have had their first experience of independently deciphering vowelless text, we do not immediately begin our second grammar text. Instead, we transition to the tafsir of two large surahs of the Quran, focusing on grammar and what will be the students' first exposure to rhetoric or balagha, an indispensable discipline for appreciating the linguistic beauty of the Quran. The ultimate goal, of course, is to be impacted by the verses of the Quran, similarly to the pre-Islamic Arabs, who, because they understood the dynamics of the language inside out, felt the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran and recognized it as divine speech. Our tafsir discussions have three layers. First is an extended translation of the verses, focusing on the ellipsis, the hadf, and interconnectedness of the verses. Principles of Nahw and Balagha are highlighted by the instructor. Second, students themselves are required to analyze all verses covered using parsing tables, what we call the box method, a very useful teaching tool. By the box method, a student can distinguish between dependent and independent clauses. Larger portions of sentences are isolated and then further broken down until each word is in its own box. 1.5 juz of tafsir based on this method is more effective than studying a second and third text in grammar, whatever those texts may be. Third, students read lengthy passages from the best works in tafsir, such as those of Abu Sa'ud and Ibn Ashur. The instructor presents selected passages to the students, building their listening comprehension. While tafsir selections are covered over approximately a month, select texts from Imam al-Ghazali and others are taught concurrently. Students are exposed to classical logic and other traditional disciplines via their core texts. In particular, the books of Imam al-Ghazali, such as Al-Qistas al-Mustaqim and Mi'yar al-Ilm fi Fann al-Mantiq, are extremely eloquent and contain high-level prose, such that covering a few of these works would give students an inestimable advantage above anyone not exposed to such works. Therefore, interacting with these texts markedly accelerates the learning process. Knowing at least the basis of classical logic is indispensable for accessing great works in Balagha. During this mid-period of the six-month intensive, the foundation is established for intense study of Balagha, which is undertaken in the final 6 weeks of the program. Some amount of classical logic is also required to appreciate some of the linguistic tafsirs, such as those of Al-Baydawi, Al-Alusi, and Ibn Ashur. With these mentioned goals in mind, we plan on spending 4 weeks on classical logic, and no more than that. At this point, though there is no pressure to begin a second text in grammar, we will spend a little time with the Alfiyah of Ibn Malik, and its commentary by Ibn Aqil for the added exposure it offers to students. More importantly, we use a rare edition of the book that is not only unvoweled, but also lacks punctuation and paragraphing, which is typical of classical texts. Students read pages and pages of this difficult work. Based on what we've seen in the past, at this point students are absolutely shocked at what they have achieved in such a short period of time. The final 6 weeks focus primarily on the Ilm al-Ma'ani section from Imam al-Taftazani's Mukhtasar al-Ma'ani. We cover somewhere between 100 and 150 pages from this challenging work. Again, the students are responsible to prepare for and decipher required passages before coming to class. This is the book whose very mention makes teachers at the madrasah shiver. This one work, if studied properly, will relieve the student from studying dozens of other works. Exhausting Sarf by week 6, beginning Hidayatul Nahw in week 7, and completing it along with three parts of the Qasas books by the third month, then moving forward to Tafsir and certain advanced books in Arabic literature by Al-Manfaluti and other masters from the last century, and writings from scholars like Al-Ghazali, and finally covering a section from Mukhtasar al-Ma'ani in such a short period of time is quite staggering. If we were only presenting these topics, many would think it sufficient. But more importantly though, the core of our method is enabling students to read vowelless texts and independently infer vowels using learned principles. So it's not just the instructor doing everything, but it's the student being able to independently do that. So whatever it takes to get to that goal, this is what we do. Accomplishing such a feat in so short a time is completely unheard of, and many would dismiss our claims as impossible. And if we hadn't already accomplished most of this in our online classes, I would have thought the same. But once you sit with us, observe our methods, and witness your own swift progress, the benefits will be obvious. And only then will you appreciate what is possible. So there you go. These are the features that single out our program as unique and unparalleled among Arabic learning courses. Further, given our affordable tuition costs, one is hard-pressed to find such value elsewhere. We are announcing the 2011 intensive well in advance for students to make adequate preparations, inshallah. For further information, please call the number on the contact page 647-225-2546. We hope to see you registering for the classes soon. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.